You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy November 29th.
Yeah.
Got some tracking snow for the deer hunters.
It looks cold. It is cold.
It is icky out.
Yes.
From my meteorological school days, icky is the key word today. Sidewalks are covered in ice and it's just... Don't mean to discourage you folks. So get up, get out, and get after them. We used to say that all the time. Get up, get out, and get after it.
That sounds I don't know, but...
Sounds like a Euchre thing.
It does.
Euchre used to say, get up, get out of here.
Yeah. All right. Well, hello.
Hi, John. It's nice to be back.
Is it though?
Yeah, right.
Is it
Thank you, Todd.
How was Chernobyl?
Yeah. It was fun.
You got a little sun.
I did. Got a lot of sun.
When they have those signs that say high radiation, don't open the door. Yeah. Oh, I died in wrong room, wrong place. It's a nuclear reactor.
Yeah. But you said you had a great time, which is awesome.
I did. You know, I was telling some people.
Who had a little reservations heading in.
Big time apprehension. And I was telling people, I actually talked to the customer service agent on the ship because we went on a cruise. And I said, we even did a survey and it was mixed reviews, right? People don't go. And I tell you what, I am 100% in the corner of cruises.
That's awesome.
I absolutely loved it. Everything about it.
No seasickness?
Nope. The room, the food, the entertainment. I mean, we saw they had the musical Cats on there. There was ice skating show. There was some music theater, the comedians, some great bands. They had a band like Dennis's band.
Just Glam band?
Throwback.
Yeah, just a throwback, an 80s band. And, you know, people are, what?
Well.
It's so funny.
Well, it's, go through the list of things again that they had. Just
Well, the musical Cats.
Right. What? Go on.
And then the ice skating show.
Yeah.
What? Okay. I thought it was great.
No, I just.
What's so
I just think that, yes, that stuff that you would absolutely
Loved
enjoy,
it.
And then I'm thinking of Mino on a cruise ship with an ice skating show.
Well, it was free drinks, John.
So. Yeah, there you go.
I was surprised how much you said if you wanted that all-inclusive was, though.
The drink packages are expensive.
$160 a day. So if you have two people, over $300 just to drink.
Yeah, some people I think they lost money on. You know, just people are. Yeah, I think that was 160. Yeah, I think it was 160.
You allowed to bring like
no. It was great. The customer service.
You don't
was
know
unbelievable.
What I was even going to ask.
Bring on your own liquor.
Yeah.
Why would you?
So you don't have to pay $160 a day.
Can you? Because you have to go through customs.
Yeah, I don't
can
know.
You bring that in.
I don't know.
And customs leaving was great. I mean, of course, customs is on the boat because once you get off the boat, you can get in a car. So, but it was great. I mean, everything about it. We went to Jamaica, to Haiti, and of course the Bahamas. But it was all good. The weather was great. People were so friendly. They live on tourism, though. They will tell you that.
Those countries?
Yep. They will tell you that. Like, what is your main industry here? You know, doesn't everybody ask that? But it's tourism, 100%, and they know it. And I don't know. It's amazing for $20. You know, this guy gave us a walking tour, you know, kind of off the beaten path. That was great.
Isn't that a shame, though? Don't you feel this way?
Oh, my God.
Because I found the old videos from when we went to Jamaica in, like, mid-90s, okay?
Yeah, I don't think it's changed a heck of a lot.
And that's what I was going to say, and it brought back memories. I remember the one day I was going to go out and go for a walk or jogging or something, beautiful, you know, sunny morning. And I went outside the gates, And I did not go far, and I turned around. Yep. It's like it's a shame. The most beautiful, beautiful place on the face of the earth that you have such unbelievable poverty, wasn't it?
And when Jamaica, that's a good example, because when we get off there, there's a place for like a tourism for the ships. But to go outside of that area is, and that's why this guy, walking tour, and you know, we went to the Catholic church, went to the school, went to the library, went to where the fishing is, and it's poverty.
Like abject poverty.
200 yards away is...
That's what I mean.
Pretty good wealth. So.
Why? I mean, that's why haven't they...
I think they'd revolt.
Something.
I would.
Something.
But they're appreciative. I mean, they're just, thank you, you know, this and that. And, yeah.
But but I remember one time the went on one of those tours, whatever, and the girl, the tour guide, you know, Jamaican girl, cute young lady, yada yada yada, and we're gonna stop at a place. Yeah, aren't they? And they're great. And she said, "I'm gonna go say hello to my auntie or something like that at one of the." She lives just, and you know, here she leaves this, you know, totally 100% free, and it was like a shack. Oh, she was visiting her
guy walked us by his house, and I don't know if he wanted to increase his tip, but six kids.
Yeah,
like, is that a good idea?
Yeah,
you know.
That's what I mean. It's like, that's where she's from. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah. But they, again.
And it means such. It's either have or have not. No. It's almost like there's no, like, in-between sort of thing.
I didn't really see any haves where we were.
Inside the gates, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it was just everything. Those cruise ships.
How's the food?
The food was great. I mean, we took a tour of the galley where they make all the food. You know. 6,000 dinners they have to make, you know, a night, and bakeries, and
you know what's funny though,
the head chef, the executive chef who runs the whole ship, came and talked. He was great. I mean, that's a good job. You sign a 7-month contract. So if you want to go, because I said, you know, I'm thinking to Donna.
Dennis was saying they don't pay much. Hey, Todd.
No.
When Dennis was
maybe
here
not,
last
right?
Week, Dennis Peters.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the entertainers.
Okay, they're on the cruise ship. They get everything. They get.
I know, that's why I think it's almost one of those kind of
things.
That's
going to be...
Take a break. Hey, let's spend 6 months on a cruise.
That's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Anyway, the entertainment I thought was great. Just everything about it. The food, yeah. And they have this place with buffets, which we went to a couple times, you know, and that's always tons of food there. And then there's restaurants you can eat at. And it was just... I would do that again.
So how was the incident? You heard about that, right?
What's that?
We're getting reports all week. You didn't hear about that?
No, I was off.
I mean, we announced the report. I mean, we got reports.
With breaking news, yeah.
Breaking news. You were detained.
No, I don't think so.
Had your passport confiscated for a while.
Something about a shuffleboard incident,
Jim? Incident at a shuffleboard tournament on deck. You get into it with a guy over a shuffleboard thing. You said his thing was on the line. He said it wasn't. You went after him.
Shoved a puck in his face.
Knocked out his dentures.
Different Jim Schmidt. No. I was good.
That's just what we heard.
No.
We heard. Yeah.
No. The only.
We heard you were detained in Haiti.
Yeah.
We heard something about you were upset about the quality of the linens.
Uh-huh.
No.
We heard. No. Okay. Is it true? Is
every,
it true about
every
this?
Day they come in. There's a guy that takes care of you. He's got his certain rooms and.
They just said one of the ways everything. You got caught is that the linens were so thick you couldn't get your suitcase closed. Is that true?
Yeah.
No, that's the old Yogi Berra story.
Yes.
You ever hear that one?
The pillows were so fluffy.
Yeah, they
right?
asked Yogi how, you know, hey, what are the hotels like? Oh, man, we'd go to Chicago. This one, the Palmer House. I'm not kidding you. The towels were so thick and fluffy, you couldn't even get your suitcase closed.
I could hardly get my suitcase closed. Yeah, I have nothing negative to say
about
it. That's
awesome.
And there's plenty of areas. There's a lot. I tell you what I was surprised about. There's a lot of families on there.
A lot of kids.
You know, high school kids, but with their parents.
Is it a spring break kind of thing?
Yep, that's what it was.
That's what I was going to ask, too.
It was spring break.
How are they?
And they, well, they weren't the spring breakers that you think of. Like, we've been to some other places in spring break, and it's college kids.
Yeah.
But no, that wasn't what they attracted there. It was... old people, old white people like me, and then a lot of families.
You know,
that run
you know what's funny?
Break.
I've been watching this show. It's so. I'm a little disappointed, but it's a very big show. 1923. It's called. Okay, it's a spinoff from Yellowstone. It's a trilogy going back in time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going back to where like Harrison Ford, Harrison Ford plays the father of Kevin Costner. Okay,
yeah.
So this would be like. the grandfather to Harrison Ford type thing, or the, you know, whatever, yada, yada, yada. Moving over from Europe, the whole thing, okay?
Yep.
In the ship, and they got the lady is going by herself, and she's in steerage. And it's like, wow, you're in amongst the, and my grandma, when she came over, was pregnant. She had two kids born in Italy, okay? And she was pregnant, I think, with my mom coming over.
Really?
From Italy. In steerage, two little kids and pregnant. And they showed that, if that's a true representation of what it's like, my God, these poor people moving over from those countries in that time.
That is probably true, more true than not.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, my brother knows the story better. My great-great-great-grandfather came over when he was four. You know, and just on those ships in the galley, they weren't like in first-class cabin.
Yeah, and they're like all together.
Yeah, oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like...
Can you imagine going to the bathroom and everything?
Yeah, and with two little kids and being pregnant?
Yeah, that's... Wow.
And she was sick the whole time, I guess?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, just to get here, what you think about some of those people over the years.
And how we got it now.
Yeah. What we complain about now.
Yeah, I know.
So, I don't know if you're with me on this, but I'm asking Todd for half the money back that we donated.
I came in this morning. I'm like, it's not so bad.
You didn't get a cut?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. So, I mean, if we had known, like I said, that he was a living chia pet.
Yeah. We wouldn't have given you all that money.
So my wonderful son, Dom, who always thinks of unique and wonderful ways to help me celebrate my birthday and really, really hammer in how old I am. My daughter Amber does it too. But anyway, so he calls me Saturday or Friday, whatever. He goes, hey, I've got your birthday present. I said, you don't have to. No, he said, I've got it. He said, I just picked it up. I'm going to bring it over. I'm like, okay. So he had the chefs at the Union Hotel.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Homemade a special coconut cream pie.
Wow.
So I brought a piece in for Todd today.
So because he was looking out for you, it was one slice?
No. It was the whole pie. It was the whole pie. And on the counter over there is the last remnants of that pie. I bread in a piece. I put in one of those really good Tupperware things that you give me with the seal things. Yeah. I saved with the glass. Keeps for one reason why. Because I gave that to Todd because I know he loves coconut cream pie, and it's the best I've ever tasted. And I didn't want to go to my grave saying to myself, why did you eat an entire pie? An entire pie in about 42 hours, maybe over a weekend. Why did you eat an entire pie by yourself? What's wrong
with
you?
That had to be a pretty good weekend for you, though. Cream coconut pie and basketball. I bet you were living the dream.
Heaven.
It was phenomenal. Right. Best weekend of my life. We're going to send her a quick break. We got a full lineup for you.
Gizmo,
Frank Hermans, Brittany talking about what's going on. A lot of great stuff. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Love this song, 99 Loof Balloons, 1984.
She is
1980. Yeah, 4.
I'll look it up.
What is this?
99 Loof Balloons. It's done in two versions, German and American.
Huh.
99 Loof Balloons. I love this song.
Okay, all right.
Huh?
Why are we playing this one?
I don't know, but I like it.
She got a birthday today. She is 65.
Oh, nice.
I saw it was Houdini's birthday.
Nice,
when I
nice,
saw
nice.
That, I thought...
Nina, one-hit wonder.
So what year did you say?
84.
83 and 84, yes.
Okay. All
right. Which Germany first?
What's that?
I said it came out in West Germany first in 1983 and then the UK and United States in 84.
With the American version.
Yeah.
To start out with the German version, then she did an American version.
Yep.
Yeah. That was it, I think, though, huh? And that was, like, during the era of when MTV or music videos were first starting.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, it's something that, like, we could shoot, sort of. I mean, you know what I mean? You think these new effects that were coming out back in the day, you're doing these kind of things. So, yeah. Nina. So, anyway, it's if you haven't been outside, folks, it is not nice. 30 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Hampton, 30 in Oshkosh. Sidewalks are very, very slippery. Why? Have you ever seen a two-week span where everything is just ice? You know what I mean? Not even nice. It's just
today?
Ice. I don't know.
Well, high of 40 today. Okay. Snow, okay. Snow changing to rain later on today, so.
Man, it's just been.
And the further north I came on 41, the worse the highway got. And then when I got into town here, it was not good.
Hey, we got another top craft pick coming in.
We do. Our
those
friends
have
from
been so fun.
Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh coming in today.
Awesome. Fantastic.
We've got to make a road trip.
We got to make. Not even joking about this. We're going to go to Thursday? Every single one. We're going to stop at every one of these breweries. Our friend from Dale, the town of Dale.
Yes. Tavia.
She's awesome. Right. We had the great folks here from the Duck Creek Denmark Brewery the other day.
Yep. On Friday.
And we had a great time with that.
We got to map that out, though. We can't do that all in one day.
No. But I want to stop at every single one. Not even a question.
Then you can vote, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? I got to tell you something, too. So we had Dennis here, Dennis Peters, and it was very emotional time with him last week. And Susie, who's one of my all-time great friends from the Duck Creek Winery, which is a wonderful place in Denmark, she gave us each a bottle. She gave Dennis a bottle of, I think it was caramel-flavored bourbon?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Wow. And gave me this bottle of vodka. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Dennis and I, before we left, we both said, we're not allowed to open it. We're saving it for his remission party.
Oh, good.
Yep.
All right.
So there you go.
I like that idea.
Yes. So we're not opening it until then.
Okay.
All right.
That is worth celebrating.
Yes.
That would be great. Okay.
Monday morning here, as I mentioned, it is not nice out, but it is, ironically, cocktail day, cheesesteak day. Chocolate covered raisin day. Not a fan.
Yeah. Yep. I'm okay with those. I'm not gonna.
Todd?
Not my favorite. But I mean, like raisins and I like chocolate.
If you were
some
a kid,
reason.
But if you were there, you got your dime.
Yep.
And you're standing at the counter.
Yeah.
Are you gonna buy all the different things you could have? Who would buy chocolate covered raisins?
Yeah. Well, you get the most for a dime. That's why I'd buy them.
But you know what I mean, though. It's one of those things where it's like.
But if they're on the table, I don't know.
No,
if they're hanging out, I'm having some.
Right.
But yeah.
Nothing worse if you think they're chocolate-covered peanuts and they're chocolate-covered raisins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would take chocolate-covered cashews or something over raisins.
Yeah. But, not even a question. National Cleaning Week. Okay. I adhere to that one all the time.
Yes. It's just day for you.
Every day is National Cleaning Week. Peyton Manning is 48. Tommy Hilfiger is 74. Jim Parsons.
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. Yep. Oh. Who has there ever been a person when you see them then in a talk show who's, isn't it amazing how he is versus his character?
Right. Yeah.
It's amazing. Same thing. Nina, 65. We've got Brittany Merlot coming up, our meteorologist, talking about the crazy things going on out there in the world of weather right now. Of course, she's probably digging this because it's, you know, get back out of the cross country skis a little longer or something.
Likely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's ask her about. You know, what are we, 38 days out from the draft? I wonder if she can look that far ahead. Remember we asked her last time? She's like, But maybe 30 days, right?
I mean, a general thing I think she gave us. Didn't she at one time or not?
I'm not sure.
For like that week of the year.
Pretty much.
History.
It's going to get,
it could be either way.
Later in the morning.
It could be 75 and sunny, or it could be 33 degrees.
But we should probably have an idea now, don't you think?
Well, just, through historically, what's the normal high? They've got that.
Well, they got 30-day forecasts.
Yeah.
For sure they do.
They could probably look
at... Actually, we could do it.
The streams and all that kind of stuff.
The Gulf Streams.
Yeah.
Saskatchewan Streamers, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That would be a Saskatchewan Screamer.
What is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Screamer or Screamer?
Yeah. Screamer.
Is it?
Saskatchewan Screamer. I'll get Chandick on the line right
sure?
now. Yeah, he used that. Yep. Saskatchewan Screamer. What? Let's ask her when she's on.
Yeah.
I knew this lady from Canada.
727.
All right, sorry. Katie Hess, Autism Society. Very cool. Tell me more about that, Todd.
April is Autism Acceptance Month in April. Yep. And so she's going to talk a little bit about what we can do on an everyday basis to help support that.
And I think we can take some pride in that as a state. I think Wisconsin steps up on that. You know, you look at what's around, and I had a friend of mine whose kid had autism and still does, And he just thought Wisconsin was great compared to the other couple states he lived in. So I think that's true. And that'd be interesting to hear what more we can do.
You would have, I'll tell you what, the one guest you really missed out on was the gentleman we had the other day, Marty Schreiber, former governor.
Yeah.
You would have really, you would have, this guy, I'll tell you what. He's 85, and he acts like he's about 35.
Yep. He was giving Mino so much crap.
Oh, my gosh.
It was awesome.
He was great.
But a nice gentleman and a
super
wonderful story that he's sharing in that book,
His
My Two Elaines.
Book is, and he admits, too, he says, you know what? I went to that crutch that every caretaker goes to a lot of times with the alcohol and different things. And it's really, and he told us that his wife, you know, I mean, what you deal with as a caretaker for Alzheimer's, talked about his wife that one day. She says, I'm sorry, what did she say?
She said, I think I'm beginning to love you more than my own husband.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's where he says, my two Eileen, you know what I mean? Two different.
Wow.
And he took care of her the whole time. It's really something.
I will say, that's scary, because once you're in that world, it's difficult to do things, right? I mean, just, but we were talking about this when we were traveling, and you really want to stay healthy, because... The people with the scooter thing.
Yeah.
Somebody, a lady backed over Donna's foot.
No, really?
Oh, no.
Ouch.
It did, too. It kind of was black. It was.
Wow. Well, those are heavy, yeah.
Yeah, they are. And I think that wasn't maybe her regular one, or she didn't have looked at the mirrors or something. Anyway, but it'd be nice to just stay healthy, right? Because then you can enjoy life so much more. But this, autism, Alzheimer's, those are things you can't really control.
Absolutely.
But anyway,
we got a full house coming up. Frank Herman's, Gizmo, Sturgeon Spirits, Katie Hess. Back after this.
Join us.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes. Just hours after Brad Schimmel announced that President Donald Trump has endorsed him, Schimmel's opponent in the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Susan Crawford was in Green Bay and Oshkosh.
You know, it was not a surprise, and in fact, I thought they'd sewn it up weeks ago. He's obviously been in the pocket of Elon Musk for many months now. Musk has basically taken over the financing of his campaign. So it's just more evidence that Brad Schimmel is running this race to try to push a partisan agenda to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and turn the Supreme Court into an arm of, you know, the Doge agenda.
Crawford kicked off a 10-day, 2,400-mile, 21-county campaign tour of the state on Saturday. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice wraps up with the ballot on April 1st. Early voting is already underway. Letter carriers with the U.S. Postal Service gathered for a rally in Green Bay Sunday. They're concerned about major cutbacks across federal agencies and the possibility of privatization of the post office. Patrick Van Egeren, president of the National Association of Letter Carriers Titletown Branch 619, said privatization of the Postal Service threatens the jobs of nearly 8 million postal employees, and it threatens the jobs and businesses that rely on the post office to operate. There are plans for more demonstrations in the future. An Oshkosh North high school senior is named the 2025 Mr. Basketball by the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association. Xavion Mitchell is among the few players selected to be on first-team All-State by the WBCA for all 4 years of his high school career. He's a two-time Player of the Year in the Fox Valley Association. He helped the Oshkosh North Spartans to the Division I state tournament this season, where, unfortunately, the Spartans fell to Wisconsin Lutheran in the semifinals in a heartbreaking 58-57 loss on Friday. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor. The Mayor is back in the house, coming off his worldwide tour. And he did get his visa back. He did get his passport back, which is good.
You know?
How was that ride on that little thing they took you off, when they took you off the ship to the constable place, that little dinghy?
The little heart.
Yeah.
Little dinghy.
I always wanted to ride one
tight.
Of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. That looked cool. You know, but anyway, hey, Brittany Merlot is with us. Brittany, good morning. Thank you for this beautiful
weather.
Monday,
yes.
Late March weather.
Oh, good morning. I'm so sorry about that. My bad. I got hit worse, if it makes you feel better.
You what?
Oh, yeah.
I got hit way worse. Oh, way bad. Feel better. We've got about 8 inches on the ground. Yeah. This
really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, it is bad.
Did you see that coming?
Heavy, wet, slushy stuff that just froze right over. Yeah, I mean, cars can barely get through it. If you don't have four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, it's a problem.
Whatever you had, that's what we got to. The plow just went by here, which is great, but they're not plowing snow. They're plowing ice.
Yeah.
Everything is ice around here.
It is.
So you got 8 inches of snow.
Temperatures are below freezing.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's going to warm up, right? This is going to melt. Do we need to shovel today?
How much did you get? You got about 2-3 inches out there right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I would probably shovel it and throw some salt down just to be safe.
But I don't think it's a type
40 today.
I don't think it's a type you can get down to like the cement. I think there's that coating, that layer of ice first that has to melt before you can get rid of it. You can't just shovel that up.
But she just said that just throw salt over that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, right now,
no, you're right. That
if
ice
anybody
is on
thinks
there.
They're go out right now and clear off their walk, good luck with that.
Not with the broom this time.
Yeah,
that is heavy.
Or
snow,
the leaf
though.
Blower.
No, it's
like, you know what you need today. What do you need?
I know you need one of those flamethrowers.
You need a vinyl flamethrower.
That's right.
Yes.
Remember that? Yes.
Absolutely.
I would love to see that.
I'm going
to
make you one.
I would I would use it all the time.
Listen, I'm
I'd
not
go
even
to everyone's driveway and help
I'm
them.
I'm not even joking about this, Brittany. I'm going to give you a dual action one, okay? So you're going to have two tanks. You have one on each side, all right? And I'm going to have them set so they converge to the same general area. So you'll have probably a
on your face.
You have a 14-inch wide section of flame, of hot, hot burning flame out of propane. Uh-oh. Is going to melt your driveway like you can't believe. It's going to be on wheels, okay? I'm putting you on wheels, and you have the two torches there, and you're going to just go up and down, and all these other people throwing
so
salt and doing all this stuff and scraping. And
chipping.
Honey, can we go into the mall? No, I don't have the ice scraped up yet, Martha. Get the hell back in the house. And he's up there, and it's like, watch out for your hip. I know I got a bad hip, but I don't want you going on your butt. And he's out there scraping. And then you're next to her.
Flamethrower.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you get something like he's got? Yeah. So I'm just telling you.
All right, I want to see a video. Yeah. Video. Yeah. Video.
I'm going to do this. I'm not even joking. I'm going to do this.
I think you will. I wonder if Brittany will. That's my question.
I would. Okay. Oh, 100%. Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Brittany. So, Brittany, you must ask you a good question a little while ago. We are like, I mean, we've said we've been on the clock for a while. We're now, what, a month away from the draft? 30 days, 32 days?
Especially if you
that's
look at that
40 days.
If you look at that,
some
but
days.
But if you look at that Monday, that's really the start. Even though because when the day is.
That's
the,
everybody going to start coming
to
do everything.
That's 4 weeks from today.
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh my gosh. That is right around the corner, you guys.
Yeah.
It is. We're just wondering how accurate the weather forecast is, the 30 day forecast.
Or the history even of that week.
probably not accurate at all. But, you know, I can give you a general. Usually we're about in those low 50s, but we have seen spikes going up into the 60s that week.
Well, that'd be perfect.
Rain at some
be phenomenal.
Point.
Really? Yeah, is that what it shows for 2025? Is that we're going to be in the 50s in 30 days?
It doesn't. I haven't looked exactly what it's going to show. I have not looked exactly. But I looked back on the past.
Probably
the past 5-6 years, what it looked like that week. There's usually a day or two of some scattered showers or thunderstorms, and then we're usually sitting in the low 50s, but a couple of those years we have been in the mid-60s. I think one year we hit even 70 degrees that week as well. So we have that potential to be nice and summery feel, or we could have that spring rain, but I didn't see any snow in there.
But, I mean, that is the case. I mean, NFL people have to be looking at, if they're in town here and they're looking out the window, it's like, we're 30 days away, and I got a foot of ice in front of me here
and
on the sidewalk.
Build the stage. And
yeah,
we got. It's not like it's, there's a lot to do before that.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
but generally, when's Easter? We haven't had Easter yet, have we?
No. We're in Lent.
Oh, okay.
What is that?
So that's gonna be coming up in a couple of weeks. It's usually what, the middle of April.
Well, it depends on that.
I think
there's
so.
A lot that
but,
goes
I mean,
into that.
We've had a lot of nice April days, though. Right? I mean, you know what I mean? Easter type days. So I mean, it could be 40, high 40s, 50s,
Easter
60s even.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we could have that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it is.
I mean, I would plan for sure for the week of the draft to be at least in the low 50s. That would probably be the coldest we're probably going to be at that point.
Okay.
And probably warmer, honestly. So
Brittany, I'm thinking about a moneymaker. Jim and I have failed miserably coming up with moneymaker ideas.
So what? I'm like a flamethrower. So
yeah, I know. But I'm reconsidering something for the draft because I didn't know if these things were going to be allowed. I might get my bike once I get a gel seat and hook up one of those things like the rickshaws where you can give people rides. They sit back in the little thing and you pedal and bring them up there. What do you think? Yeah.
You're going to do it? I would be so tired. I would do like three of them and be like, nope.
Listen, my legs are like pistons. My legs are like pistons, Brittany. I could do this.
I love that.
You want, not on your bike.
Yeah.
No, you need different gears. Do you have,
gears?
Yeah, I think those are different because I've taken those.
So have I. Buddy of mine used to do it.
That's not a bike that he's hooked up to, isn't it?
I thought it was a bike.
I thought.
They do have bikes because I know for sure in Chicago they have the bikes where they take you down and they've got the hookup.
I know they have that, but is that just I don't think that's a regular bike, John. I think that the gearing is a little bit different because you're carrying, 300 pounds? And I don't think you can just...
Well, I'm not taking heavy people.
Well, that's two people at 150.
No, I've got a weight limit.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
That's fair.
Okay. I'd be too tired.
And I'm gonna do it by just sight. Nope. Forget it, buddy.
Yes.
Go somewhere up. Back up. Get out of here. No. Yeah, no. You and you, yes. You, no.
Yeah.
Brumman, hey, go have another brat. Come on.
Right?
Yeah.
Tips would be great.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't. That would be an interesting way to make some cash.
Are you serious? Like you're serious. You think I'm going to cart your fat butt up? Are you kidding me? No. Where are you from? No. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
How you doing? Come here. I'll get you.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
But that's the way you could make, that's a cash thing, boy. That's
absolutely.
But make sure they pay before they get on.
Absolutely.
Because they jump out.
Seriously.
Oh, trust me.
I mean.
Yeah. That won't be a problem.
Okay.
So, Brittany, what's it going to be like this week? Please, it's like I started my little walking program, but the wind has been so bad around here. I just want to go out one really nice 72-degree sunny day. I'm hankering for that.
So, Brittany, I was on a little cruise. They have a walking trail along the boat, around the boat.
Well, that's got to be kind of cool.
It's great. It's on the fifth floor. It's two lanes. You know, one people kind of run, others of
that
us just walk.
That would be kind of cool, looking at the ocean while you're doing that.
Right. And you go to the aft and whatever, the front and the back. And it's the whole thing. And then you can go up the stairs, and they got this health club, which is, it's all free. They got all the machines and all the treadmills, they all have windows that look at the ocean.
That's got to be awesome.
So,
truthfully, that sounds cool.
It was so easy to walk, and we did that. Because, and it was, I don't know, was it a lap and a half was a mile? Is that what it was? Anyway, to do 5 miles was so many laps, and that's what most people did. But
you ever do one, Brittany? A cruise?
A cruise? Oh, yes. I love cruises. I mean, I think it's the best vacation because you don't have to plan anything.
It's great.
You just get there. They have the itinerary for you. They've got all the excursions. It's pretty nice.
And
I love cruises. That's
true. And you just go to your calendar, and it's like day one, and it gives you all the options, and you just click what you want to do. And I agree. There's just not a lot of thought when you take a cruise. Everything is pretty much done for you. So where'd you go?
A true vacation.
Where'd you go, Brittany?
Me? Oh, I have been on a couple of them. Okay. I went down to like the Cayman Islands, Jamaica, all those different Caribbean cruises. Yeah. All that. Where'd you go, Jim? You look wonderful. He's got color on his skin. He looks like he came from the South.
He was in Chernobyl.
Yeah, John. Yeah, we went to.
He and Todd were chasing ghosts in Chernobyl.
We went to the Bahamas.
Jim, don't open that door. We told him not to go in that door. He has nothing to do with it. Putin is around the corner.
Anyway, yes. Jamaica and Haiti. And then we were cruising like for 2-3 days just on the water, which is so much fun. They got, like volleyball in the water and just tons of just, I don't know, the adult area for sitting out in the sun. They got kids area and all this free Mexican food, like tacos. That's all free all day, and then ice cream, and it's just of course the drinks were free too. So
Brittany, I don't want you to leave Civic Media because you're a very important cog, okay? But I've got a perfect job for you. I don't know if they're hiring for sure, but I got a perfect job for you, and I'm not even joking. Up in Marquette at WLUC-TV, which is a great station, I'm telling you.
She's not moving.
Listen to me. Okay. They do a morning show, these two ladies, these two girls, if I can say girls. If any woman younger than me, younger than my daughters, I can say girls. Wouldn't you agree?
We're getting older, but yes.
Okay.
But they don't. I don't think they like that. It's young ladies.
All right. They host a morning show on TV up there, okay? Which is great. It's okay. It's called Discover Michigan or Discover the UP or
TV
something.
TV show.
Like, yeah.
Oh.
It's a TV show. Okay, every morning.
Nice.
They are constantly out in the cross-country skiing, tobogganing, off-road biking, kayaking. What? Their whole
thing. Those are my best friends, and I don't even know.
That's what I mean. That their whole thing is getting out every day and doing these outdoor sports up there and outdoor activities, hiking in the ice caves. Honest to goodness. And one of the ladies left. And they're having, like, different people now coming. And I thought, oh, my gosh, Brittany would be the most perfect person for this job I've ever seen.
It kind of would be, Brittany.
Seriously.
Yes. Yes. And I'm not kidding.
I'd be getting paid for doing what I do already. Okay.
Exactly.
And you know the TV thing. You've done that
absolutely.
For a few years.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yep, I sure do.
And the one girl that staged, her name is Tia something, and she is just personable. They went to Isle Royale. You know that island out in Lake Superior? It's a national park.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And they were they were taking saunas and jumping in Lake Superior, and moose were walking right through their campsite.
Do they do it all year then, or do they stop after winter?
All year.
Oh, well, Brittany, that's perfect
for you. It would be the most perfect job for Brittany I've ever seen.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes. I'll let you know more about it, okay, Brittany?
For 10%.
Can she stick around and give us a forecast for the week?
No, we don't have time for that.
We didn't get to that.
Stick around, Brittany.
Okay.
My world is cloudy and gray. You've gone away.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Yesterday's love was like a
welcome back, Mino the Mayor, with Brittany Merlot. Todd.
Yes, sir.
Did you give Jim the breaking news you came in with on Friday?
I did not.
Okay, John said, did you hear? And I'm like, what? Did you hear? And he goes, okay.
But about us. I said, you hear about us?
Yeah.
He goes, no, what? Hang on.
I'm like.
So, besides some other categories, Mino and the Mayor are up for best morning show in Wisconsin.
Again. Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know we're all kind of surprised by that. But and just so you know, the show that was entered was your birthday show last year.
Oh, that was fun. Well, you guys worked really hard on it. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That
so we're not inviting you guys because I did all the work. So I'll if you win, I'll have the award.
We won't have to do the walk of shame again. Oh,
that was one of my best. All right.
Hi, Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, so this week, it looks like it's up and down. And I did look at the break. 30 days out. It looks like it's going to be like maybe rainy, but 56. 56 is
that.
Like, man, that's not 26.
So in the 50s. Yeah. Where did you get this information though? I'm curious.
Oh, I just Googled. I just Googled 30 day forecast.
You Googled it? Okay.
And
is this your worst time of the year, Brittany?
What do you mean? Because like I can't do anything outside because it's mud season?
Yeah.
The mud season.
Yeah. It just is, huh?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I hate spring. Everyone loves
spring.
And I'm like, wait, why?
Hate spring.
But you know why people love spring? Is because winter's over and summer's coming. They don't love the season of spring. People wouldn't move to a place if it was always spring. People would move to a place where it's always summer.
Okay.
People move where it's always winter. People move to a place where it's always fall.
Let me just say this, though. So I grew up, where basketball season was very, 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 very important, okay? So then once the basketball, I will say this, it's extending a lot longer than it used to, the college season and everything like that, and even the high school season. But what I'm saying is once that's over, where I grew up, April was horrific. April was a terrible, terrible month. So it's like, okay, we got through winter, but it's still winter. Yeah. And you'd see, you'd turn on the TV and you'd see these baseball games in all these other areas of the world. And when you're in the UP, you're still isolated from, and there's nothing to watch on TV. There's no sports going on that you like. You know, it's one of, and you can't get outside. So that's why I think I've always hated spring. You're just like staring out the window, like, I want to get out there.
Right.
Your
fix is not around.
Yes, exactly.
But doesn't baseball open up?
Well, but I mean, not on UP. You know what I mean? If If I was someplace where I could get out and throw the ball around, it'd be awesome. But where I was from, the weather used to be, and this is one of those old, where I was from, it was.
No, you're right.
But I swear,
the
UP, the weather used to be so much worse than it is now.
It just was. Yeah. I mean, I remember driving.
April was considered a part of winter almost. Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
This week, though.
You told me
I could put my snowblower away, and I kind of did. I didn't like
Brittany told you that.
She did.
Yeah.
And I haven't used it.
When are you going to start trusting me instead of her? God.
I did have to call.
At least when it comes to weather.
I did have to call somebody about shoveling because I didn't want to get fined from the city. So when I read
Why didn't you call me?
Because I needed to have it done in 12 hours.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But it got done. Sorry.
Oh, so the city makes you do that? See, that's the best part about the woods is you can leave your driveway icy.
Yeah.
You can leave it how you want.
No.
Hey, Brittany. Oh, my God.
You don't do it. They come and do it, but
Brittany,
they charge you a fortune.
Brittany, oof. Do you do anything? Yeah. Do you ever go up and hike Ontonagon County?
Yes, I've been there. Yeah.
Beautiful area. Beautiful on the lake.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable. You know what the DNR released the other day? Pictures of at least two, maybe three mountain lion cubs born in the wild in Ontonagon County. First time that's ever been spotted because they always say, well, they're just passing through from Canada to North Dakota and following the deer and things like that. Now it shows there's a mama and a papa up there in the UP.
Honey, let's stay.
And having babies.
Yeah. This is our new home, kids.
We got them.
Isn't that something?
That is awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well,
it's really not awesome
if you're out walking the woods by yourself and it's kind of getting dark and all of a sudden you hear a little something in the background. Right. Yeah.
But Brittany, the reason I know about this shoveling is that the guy shoveled, because I missed it one time. It was $45, half hour. So I wrote to DPW, I'm like, since when do we pay our people $90 an hour? You know what I mean? I thought that was a little rich.
I would do it for $90 an hour.
Yeah, right?
I'd do it for $45 an hour. Yeah. I'd do it for $20.
I kind of forgot about it. I don't know what I did. I was gone. But anyway, this time I called somebody. I'm like, look, get over and shovel my sidewalks. Not the driveway, the sidewalks, because the people walk and the post office people, they complain a lot.
Okay, what if it's an elderly lady and she can't do it?
No,
what do you do?
No, it's the fine, John. That is like,
There's no humanity.
No, there's no
in
humanity.
Politics.
Pay the fine, Grandma.
Anyway, Brittany, tell us about this week.
Yeah,
what do we got going on?
Brittany, can we had you up for half an hour.
Yeah,
give us a forecast.
We've been waiting.
We got stuff to do, Brittany.
Yeah, we're
busy
show
guys.
We got a big show.
We're nominated. You're on an award nomination.
So was I.
Enough about that. What was she nominated for?
The weather.
Were you, Brittany? Tell us.
Actually, it was just like the weather stories. I did one on like a cranberry hard freeze.
That was my favorite.
Mine too.
New Wisco weekend. I think my EAA story
was
featured
there. That was great.
That was good. That one we did here.
Best online personality. Best web story.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We got that.
The best. Say that again. What was it?
Online personality or something
How
like that?
How can I have a personality online? I could be somebody cool online.
I think you have to be a cool person in real life before you can be a cool person online.
There's always a catch. Always a catch. That's how they get you.
Yeah, can't be in your.
My mom always said that there's always a catch. It seems great, but no, there's something else.
You're so funny.
Fine friend. Okay, quickly, the week. Today's Monday. What's going to happen?
Here we go. Breezy today. We are going to get to 40 degrees. It is going to stay cloudy, unfortunately, and that snow should be done by 9 or 10 o'clock. So, as we go through tomorrow, sunny, calm, low 40s.
We'll
hit the mid 40s on Wednesday, low 50s on Thursday. Sun is still shining bright. But then the weekend hits Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The sun goes away. It starts raining. We're looking at a good half inch to an inch of rain all weekend long. Highs in those mid to low 40s. So kind of dreary, but hey, it's not snow.
Right. All right, I'll take it.
Glad we waited so long to hear that. Wow.
Okay.
Thanks for bringing us down.
I know.
Oh, hey, personality of the year.
I know. Whoa.
Wow. Might want to work on that, Brittany.
All right.
Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.